1 Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit clearly says that in the last time some will depart from the faith and pay attention to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their consciences seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods, which Elohim has created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For everything created by Elohim is good, and not to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of Elohim and prayer. If you remind the brothers of these things, you will be a good minister of Yeshua the Messiah, nourished by the words of faith and of good doctrine, which you have followed closely. But refuse profane and foolish myths. Instead, exercise in the ways of Elohimliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but Elohimliness is profitable in all things, holding promise for the present life and also for the life to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living Elohim, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. Command and teach these things. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, give attention to reading, exhortation, and doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy, with the laying on of hands by the elders. Meditate on these things. Give yourself completely to them, that your progress may be known to everyone. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you.